99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
99.7 DJX, Monday after daylight savings time ends or begins. I don't know. We fell back. Good morning, Kelly. How was your weekend?
Hello. Well, super.
And that's all she has to say, my friends.
That's all I got. Yep. I mean, it was full of basketball, and there you go.
All right. You didn't play any of that, did you?
Nope. I watched it.
All right.
We had four games on Saturday.
All right. What was the score? I mean, what was the
we won them all.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
So it was a good day of basketball for our school. It was awesome to watch.
Good deal. Yeah, we were up in a bizarre turn of events, and we were up in Chicago for the daylight savings time. So we, in fact, gained 2 hours because it was already that we were gaining an hour by, going to Central time. Then when we lost an hour, it was like we gained two. And, man, we were just like I woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Because it was, we were so, our bodies were so crazy, out of character for the time change. So anyways, that was nice, a couple extra hours of sleep there. Does the body good?
Awesome.
And yesterday was also the 1 week mark for our family.
Oh, wow. What's that?
The Halloween candy goes away.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
Yep. Trash. To the trash dang. It goes. And I got to be honest. They did a good job of knocking out that candy in a week. They knew. They know the rules. They understood the assignment, And
all right.
So,
well, good for them.
At the end of the week, they're, because typically I give, my wife and I give our daughters a week after Halloween trick-or-treating to eat as much candy as they want, and then at the end of that, any leftover is gone. It's gone. Because then, we start getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas season, and then, there's all sorts of candy then related to both of those holidays, too. So, you don't need to be hanging on to Halloween candy much past a week after trick-or-treating. Now, that's me now. Me, back when I was my daughter's age, I would stash it away and I would hide it in my room and I would try to see how long I could prolong the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember 1 year being able to go until Easter.
Yeah.
With Halloween.
I would say that we were real loosey-goosey with those rules in our house. And they just, because my parents loved it as much as we did, they just let it live as much as we could, as long as we could.
Yeah, so I remember 1 year having Halloween candy like hidden away in my desk in my bedroom until at least I want to say it was Easter, and then
secret stash.
I just did. I finished it up because I knew Easter Bunny was going to be bringing more candy, so I was like, I'm good. So I lasted this long. We're good.
Awesome.
So, anyways, yeah, the big Halloween candy trash ceremony went down last night at our house, but yeah, that doesn't happen at your house, right?
Nope, we let it live.
All right, you still have some Halloween candy floating around?
Oh, of course we do.
All right,
mean, I posted a picture of the haul, and then we still had some left over because we bought many bags.
Mm-hmm.
So we had like one big pot left over, and then they had their haul. Yeah.
Well, that was
a lot.
That was the first real Halloween trick-or-treating in your new neighborhood, right? So,
No, we did it last year, too.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
So the volume was the same?
Yep, a year. Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just thinking last year
was a Saturday, and so everyone, it was crazy. I think everyone kind of stayed out a little bit later.
All right, good deal. All right, so Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Want to dive into a little bit of sports here because, Kelly's requesting it.
Oh, sure. I love it. This is my favorite segment.
Now, football is kind of a sore subject around these parts as of late. Louisville falling to Clemson 30-24 over the weekend.
Ouch.
And then, dare I even say the T word?
No, you don't, actually.
After starting 6-0, after starting an undefeated season, Kentucky drops three straight, including The latest to Tennessee, 45-42. That was just a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But now I'm going to bring this up, not because it's regional, but because there are local ties. Do you know why I would be talking about your alumni?
I was going to say, are you even going there?
Yes.
Yeah, so, is that what's happening? You're going to mention that?
Yeah, the Jeff Brohm coached Purdue Boilermakers seem to be the giant slayers as they take down undefeated Michigan State weeks prior, taking down undefeated Iowa. Yet they still can't get into the AP Top 25.
Listen, no respect.
No respect at all.
No respect. Hail to all Purdue. All hail to our old and black.
I will say, you know, I'm from Columbus, Ohio, and I don't really talk about Ohio State a whole lot here because, you know, no one really cares, right? But
well, if there was a reason
There is a big matchup coming this Saturday.
Uh-oh.
And I will say that my dad offered, because he's the President's Club at the Ohio State, like, I'm President's Club. he gets offered, you know, tickets, to buy. So he was like, you know, I can give you some tickets to the Ohio State-Purdue game if you want to make the trip up to Columbus.
I know people. Uh-huh. And I was like,
man, Kelly and I could go up to the game. That might be a fun, like, little excursion. But I have plans. That don't include going out to Columbus for a football game. But that would have been a great bit, would it not?
It would have been such a fun show road trip.
Yeah. So anyways, congratulations. I know you don't care at all about Purdue sports. But,
yeah.
But I bring it up because Brohm, you know, Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
He's turned that program around.
Look at that.
And the fact that they haven't been able to crack the top 25, even though they've been knocking off undefeated teams left and right.
Maybe at some point.
So there you go. That's sports. That's sports. On 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So we give you Setting the Bar stories, which really help set the tone for your day, you know, help you determine how your day should go. It gives you kind of a little starting point, right?
Yeah, a little hurdle you can jump over successfully, we think.
This one involves nakedness, having to be rescued, probably a couple things that you don't want to have happen. Well, maybe at least one thing you don't want to have happen today.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck in the walls of a theater naked, you're doing okay.
How are we stuck in a wall? Are you talking about literally being in a wall?
Yes. That part, I don't know, and I don't know why. A naked man was rescued out of the walls of the Landmark Theater's bathroom in Syracuse a couple days ago.
What the heck?
Yeah, a theater worker had heard the guy yelling for help. Apparently, he'd been stuck there for days.
Days? Naked in a wall.
Yep. Executive director of the theater, Mike, was talking about the incident.
We're glad that he was able to call out to us. I'm glad that we had staff present to hear him. I'm glad that the Syracuse Fire Department was able to rescue him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did Mike ask why and how? Those are the two questions I need answered. Why and how?
I get it. Apparently, employees who had seen the guy lost track of him and thought he just left.
Oh, my gosh. No, he just ended up sans clothing inside the wall.
Yeah, so, again...
was there a secret door? Like, I don't understand.
It was in a... Like, he got in through a crawl space, apparently. They had to cut through several layers of drywall to get him freed, but...
Going to need a follow-up, sir. I'm going to need to know why and how. There's just too many unanswered questions in this one. I need a follow-up.
Yeah. So, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing or without getting stuck in the walls of a theater naked.
Yeah.
You're doing okay.
I'm 10,000% sure that our listeners can avoid this. Oof. Because, again, we don't know how
Careful.
He did that.
Careful. Obviously, someone did it.
How?
Someone did how? It. We're telling how, you. How? So as maybe you're going about your day going, you know what I was thinking about doing?
Yeah, don't do
thinking
that.
About investigating something here in this wall.
Yeah, no.
But you know what? My clothes are way too bulky. I'm going to have to strip down here. You know what? Let's rethink that, okay?
Yeah, let's not do that, because why and how?
All right, there you go. That's setting the bar. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. On Friday, we asked, hey, is there anything over the weekend that we should be checking back in with you on Monday for? And Ashley had texted us at 502-571-9970, and she said, hey, getting married tomorrow.
That's exciting.
And she is like, looking forward to a stress-free private ceremony in Tennessee with my future husband and I. And so we were all like, yeah, congratulations. But man, if we check in with you on Monday, I think you might be busy. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't call her, right?
Didn't. But I did.
I'm just like, I did, wow.
No, but I did text her back. And I said, hey, was it stress-free? Because, you know, we kind of want to know how you started your marriage. And she got back with us, and Ashley was all like, hey, very stress-free. No big ceremony, no reception, no guests. Just the two of us in front of the prettiest waterfall in the woods.
Well, there you go. That's romantic. Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, and how awkward is it that she's texting me when, you know, probably her husband's laying right next to her in her marital
bed. Like, he's like, who's that?
Who is that?
Who is Ben?
You better explain yourself.
Maybe. I was like, listen, my little radio friends.
Yeah, it's all good.
They invested in my life.
Yeah, so congratulations, Ashley. And then, yeah, a lot of people had some, you know, some big news over the weekend. Everybody from, you know, headed out to Breeders' Cup and just talking about their experience in San Diego for Del Mar and Breeders' Cup, which was pretty cool. Lindsay was hoping that her little puppy was going to be fitting in with her other siblings.
And oh,
let me tell you, that is real stress right there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you do your little meet and greet when you kind of go see the puppy, and then, but you just hope for the best once you get home.
Well, so we recently got a new kitten. The kitten, it's another boy. I have another little son, sibling of Fred, my fat son. And thankfully, Fred and this little guy, which, the family named him Eggs. I'm not exactly sure if I'm on board with Eggs, but I've been outnumbered, so Eggs is what we're going with.
Eggs is the cat name.
Yes, okay. Exactly. So anyways, Fred and Eggs get along swimmingly. They are bros, and they are loving life together.
Great.
as siblings. But Maeve, my other gray cat, is all like, I want to kill you.
Uh-oh.
And it's like, right.
That
and so,
is not good.
So that's been a stressful situation, and one of those that we've been trying to, that we've been trying to navigate for sure. But yeah, on Friday, I told you that over the weekend, I was going to be headed, my wife and I were going to be headed up to Chicago for a dance competition, trying to kind of get Zoe back into the competing form. Where, you know, she's in Irish dance, and she's been doing very, very well in Irish dance, and we've been very blessed. And but, you know, the past several times, it's been over a year, since she has gone into a competition feeling confident and feeling stress-free and feeling anxiety-free, because, you know, the past year, she's just been filled with such anxiety and overwhelming anxiety, in fact, and just it's been really stressful for her. And and you know, we've been trying to kind of just get her back into it and just be like, all right, hey, you know, our way of dealing with it is like, all right, we're just going to give you more reps, like more competition. I think competition environment will help you kind of get over this anxiety. At least that's what we thought. And so this weekend, it was actually a great groundbreaking weekend for her, in that she had a great weekend. She saw some friends that she hadn't seen in a while. She was stress-free. She didn't do anything. Like, she didn't barf before the competition, which was...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, which was something. You know, she rocked it out. It was great. You know, she really had a great, great weekend. So, both my wife and I were just like... it didn't matter what she placed. It was that she had a great competition. And she did. So that was my little update from the weekend. So,
and she won, right?
She did.
Well, and there you go. That's
right,
fun too.
Right. She did end up winning, but that was But beyond just winning, it was more just seeing her compete anxiety free, which.
Well, yeah, and that should restore her confidence.
Hopefully that's the start to, you know, just kind of getting back into the saddle. In fact, I even played that after the competition. Do you remember the meme that was going around that was a football player who was getting interviewed by a reporter after the game? And it was just a quick 4-second clip, but I played this for her and I got a smile from her, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
I think I got my swagger back.
Oh. There it is.
I was like, who do you think that is? And she just smiled. So I was like, I think I got my swagger back. Oh,
there it is.
Oh, so
needed.
Yeah.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh.
So hopefully you did something over the weekend where you got 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Gonna play Adele here in just a quick sec. She's already teasing a second single off of her upcoming album 30. So I feel like we just literally got Easy on Me, right?
We did, and we haven't marinated in that enough yet. Listen, don't saturate us, Adele. You need to, like, slow your roll.
Well, part of the money grab in music right now is having as many singles streaming as possible, like, before an album is released, because that's the money grab, right? So,
okay.
So that a lot of times you'll see artists release several singles, you know, almost overlapping one another. Like, we haven't had enough time to marinate in the first single before the second single comes. That's the money grab. So anyways, Adele has featured her new single. It's a ballad called Hold On as part of this Amazon holiday ad, which kind of touches on the anxiety and stress of the holiday season.
Do pay attention, because we will be having a test on this on.
Yeah, so there's, like, you know, school. The hustle bustle. I mean, but that unrecognizable, I mean, that recognizable voice of Adele.
Every day. The road I'm on might just open up and swallow me whole.
Wow. It's an entire 2.5 minute a holiday ad. Now, I'm not going to play the entire thing right now, but you can see it yourself. We've got it up, WDJX.com. You can see the entire thing there. And then, yeah, Hold On. Looking like that's going to be the second single.
Well, that's even slower than Easier on Me, though. I feel like we need a little bit, just a little tempo.
A little, like, Set Fire to the Rain or something like that?
Yes, on the radio we do, yes. That's perfect for an ad, and that can live on the ad, but I feel like I need a little bit more for the radio.
Yeah, but we're getting into the season, the fall and winter season, where those ballads just seem to hit a little different, you know?
Okay, but we need a happy ballad. Okay. I need to be sad going into
holidays.
Don't
you understand what Adele was going through when she was writing 30?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Like,
I get it.
Like, but this entire album is going to be this way.
A little bit. Easier on Me is already a little sad, so we need... I don't know if we need to be completely inundated with all of Adele's sadness all at once going into the holidays. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, you don't watch it then, Kelly.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take a pause on that.
Everyone else, WDJX.com. Ben Davis, Kelly K. Show. Kelly, what do you got?
Hannah Hall, she's 13. She lives in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
She took a ride through her town. She lives in Jacksonville and saw that there was a homeless problem.
I saw a lot of homeless people. And something in my heart told me that I had to help all the homeless people I saw.
Mm. So what'd she do?
She started a mission to organize a coat and mask drive last fall for the homeless people in her area. And then she took her mission a step further, established her own nonprofit called Hannah's Hope House.
Mm.
And she says she wants to prevent homelessness in the early stages by hosting job fairs so that people who are homeless can get a job and help themselves.
Nice.
And she says she wants to keep serving the community as an adult by becoming a police officer. She said, you know, if I was a police officer, I'd go out and help people I see on the streets because some people are very mean to homeless people. She collected 300 coats last time. She's hoping to collect more this time.
Wow.
And she started last weekend. It's going through this weekend again in Jacksonville. So just, you know, it just takes a kid to notice something.
Yeah.
And then try to do something. Yeah, yeah, act on it. She's she is forging straight ahead. We'll tweet out her story. Maybe she'll inspire someone around here at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Every hour we do them here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I already will guarantee I'll fail this challenge. However, I feel like of the two, this is going to sound really bad, Kelly's got the better tongue.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need you not to say that without the context.
So sir, coming up.
Context is important.
Yeah, give us 10 minutes and we'll explain everything, okay? Okay. That's on the way. On that. It's International Tongue Twister Day. So for this special occasion, we put together some of the hardest tongue twisters we could find. Now, the book I was trying to think of was Oh Say Can You Say from Dr. Seuss.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Book of tongue twisters there that I had a challenge with whenever I read it to my daughters. We're going to try to go through, navigate some of these, start with a few of the easier ones, and they'll get harder. And then even according to researchers at MIT, the hardest tongue twister ever.
Oh, wow.
So, Kelly, I feel like could do a little bit better than myself at this. And we'll give you a, or a.
Okay. All right. So are you going to start it or do you want me to?
Yeah, I'll start it. So first one, see.
Oh, see, you're already out. Give yourself a buzzer. Oh, dang it. That didn't last long.
She sells. Oh, my God. She sells seashells by the seashore. This is an easy one.
I've heard of Sally doing that too.
Okay.
That was the one that I'd always heard of.
All right, so Kelly, your attempt at
she sells seashells by the seashore.
You got it. All right, you're one for one. I'm 0 for one.
Yeah.
As I said, I'm terrible at these.
Okay.
Next one, tongue twister day. He threw 3 free throws.
Okay, that's tough. He threw 3 free throws.
He threw.
Give me a ding.
If I try to do it fast, I can do it slow. If I try to do it fast, that's where I tumble.
I know.
All right. He threw 3 free throws.
There you go.
Kind of. All right. I still dinged myself at the beginning. So you're 2 for 2, I'll say. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
This one's a little bit longer, right?
A little bit longer, Kelly.
Okay.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter. So Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. Bees are your thing. You can do bees.
I can do bees.
You can do bee words.
I've been saying bees all my life.
Okay.
All right, Kelly.
Betty bought a bit of butter, but the butter Betty bought was bitter, so Betty bought a better butter, and it was better than the butter Betty bought before.
Ooh, you stumbled a little bit at the end, but I'm going to...
A little at the end.
Yeah, but I'll still give you
I did go fast.
A ding there. Yeah, you went a little faster than I did. All right. So you want to do one more here, and then we'll get to the really hard ones coming up?
Okay. Okay. We're just warming up. Just warming up the tongue.
Warming up the tongue. Someone's just tuning in going, all right, I'll stick around.
Is this the stuff we should be doing before the show?
Yeah, like warming up the tongue? I think so. Okay. Well, you know, when I was in theater, we did used to do these weird sort of things.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah. You'd warming the tongue up.
Uh-huh.
Warming the tongue up.
Okay.
All right, we're warming the tongue up here on the show.
That's great.
All right. Is it harder to toot or to tutor 2 tutors to toot?
Oh, gosh.
Is it harder to toot or to tutor 2 tutors to toot?
Oh, there you go. That was good.
I got it.
That was good. That was good. Okay. You can also talk about toots. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Is it harder to toot or to tutor 2 tutors to toot?
You did pretty good there, too. Man, see, like I said, Kelly's got the better tongue than I do. So she's going to be doing... She's gonna knock this out. All right. So give us a sec. And we're going to roll.
Are we taking
in
on the Guinness World Records?
Yes.
Hardest tongue twister?
We are going to take on the Guinness Book of World Records, what they claimed was the hardest tongue twister, and what MIT determined as being the hardest tongue twister. All right?
Oh, dang.
They're two different ones.
Wow.
Coming up next, Ed Sheeran Tongue Twister Challenge. Kelly has the better tongue. I think that's what we're learning here.
I talk real good? Is that what you're saying?
I even predicted this because I'm terrible at tongue twisters.
These are hard. And they're only getting worse, right?
Yep. So try this one, Kelly.
Okay.
Scissors sizzle, thistle sizzle.
Oh, boy.
Wait. Let me try it again. Scissors sizzle, thistle sizzle. I think I got that.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
All right.
Okay. Scissors sizzle, thistle sizzle.
Man, have you gotten one wrong yet?
Not yet. Golly. But listen, don't set me up for failure. I feel like my time is coming.
All right, give me one more warm up, then we'll get to the real hard ones. Okay.
Okay. All right.
A skunk sat on a stump and thunked the stump. Skunk. Oh, wow. Hang on. A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, who comes up with this? Seriously.
All right. Okay. Kelly.
A skunk sat on a stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the stunk stunk. A stumble.
No, yeah, I was going to say, I think that's the first one you got wrong because
okay,
you said stump at the end instead of skunk.
Okay, so, a skunk sat on a stump and thunked the stump stunk, but the stump thunked the skunk stunk.
Oh, gosh, you redeemed yourself there.
There you go.
All right, now three really tough ones.
Okay.
A synonym for cinnamon. All right. A synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
That's true. It's a true statement. Okay, you got through that.
Slower.
You did. A synonym for synonym is a... I said synonym twice. Oh, dang.
That was tough, right. Isn't it? That was
a synonym for cinnamon is a cinnamon synonym.
All right, there you go. Now that we're all warmed up, Guinness Book of World Records claimed that this was the hardest tongue twister ever, okay?
The hardest ever? Wow.
Ever. Okay. Yeah. And then we'll give you the MIT one.
Okay. Oh, take your time. Just take your time. Don't try to be fast.
I'm going to say it slow first.
Yeah.
The sixth. Okay. The sixth sick sheep's sick.
Oh, wow.
The six
sheep's and they're sick.
Yeah.
And the sheep is
no,
sick.
No.
The
sheep's are sick.
Yes, but I think the sheik is sick too.
Yeah, the sixth one. The sixth one, though. All right,
the
so
sixth one. Okay,
the sixth sick sheik's. Okay.
I think I see why it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
All right, Kelly.
Okay, the sixth sick sheik's sixth sheep's sick.
My God.
I think I got it.
I think you got that.
I think I got that.
Okay, now.
But I'm sure you have to say it like really fast, right?
Yeah, the six sheets.
Yeah.
All right, so now according to MIT, this is the hardest one ever. All right, you ready?
Okay, all right.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either. Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
You did that just fine. That's not nearly as hard as the one we just did.
Pad, kid, poured, cold, poured, cold, cock.
All right, I tried to do it. Yeah. All right, here we go. Pad, kid, poured, curled, pulled, cock.
Nah, you didn't do it. Nope.
I didn't?
No, you said curled. It's curd.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, do it again.
Pad, kid, poured, curd, pulled, cod.
Yeah, that's right. You got that. All right. Again, Kelly has the better tongue in this situation.
That's what she said.
99.7 DJX, Kelly K Show. Man, sad news over the weekend on Friday. Astroworld Music Festival there in Houston.
It was pretty horrific.
Yeah, 8 people died. Numerous were injured because of a crowd surge as Travis Scott hit the stage at the Astroworld Music Festival. And it wound up, crushing 8 people to death. Two of the people were teenagers, 14 and 16 years old.
Yeah, it was just horrific. They had like some 300 people needed to get treatment at like an on-site hospital they set up. Others were transported to the hospital. 10-year-old is in critical condition. It was just awful. And apparently, you know, authorities had met with him before because there was a history of like violent behavior at his shows. And so they were concerned already, like going into it. And then they just, I guess, didn't have enough security. But there are like videos all over the place.
Oh, yeah. It's
showing like the crowds begging them to stop the show. And it kept going like 40 minutes, you know, until they finally stopped it. Even, and I guess he even saw the ambulance stop for a second and then just kept going.
Yeah. I mean, what you mentioned there, you know, back in 2015, Lollapalooza, he actually pled guilty to reckless conduct during the music festival. 2019,
yeah, it kind of encourages people to get crazy.
2019 Astroworld show, there were a lot of injuries there. 2017, this isn't the first time there have been, you know, some issues at his shows, but one of the things that I was seeing were a lot of, I mean, this isn't the first time there have been, you know, craziness at concerts and at shows, but one of the things that I've seen, or especially over the weekend, was a lot of videos of how other acts, other bands handled unruliness at their shows. And
and it was better than what Travis did.
Yeah. And you know what you said was the concert ended soon thereafter. The concert ended like 40 minutes after it started. So that's a long time. And there were, you know, that crowd surge, there were reports that I've read where there were so many people crammed into that area that where your feet were where you were, and you could not move from where you were. And so once Travis Scott hit the stage, people like kind of rushed in, and it started crushing people that were there in the crowd, and they couldn't do anything. And people were like yelling at security to try to stop the show, and it didn't happen. Yeah. And so that's just,
I saw videos of people even climbing up to the camera operators, telling them what's happening, telling them to stop the show. And just, again, kept going for 40 minutes.
Travis Scott released a statement.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. My fans really mean the world to me, and I always just really want to leave them with a positive experience.
Well, that is not necessarily the case that happened that has happened in your past shows.
Exactly. Anytime I can make out, you know, anything that's going on, I just stop the show and, you know, help them get the help they need, you know? I could just never imagine the severity of the situation.
And, you know, he says that, but is he really, does he really mean it, though?
No, like, I feel like the videos are telling a different story.
Yeah.
We're working closely with everyone to just try to get to the bottom of this, the city of Houston, HPD.
Yeah, he did say he's cooperating with, you know, Houston police and the authorities to try to figure this out.
Fire department, help us figure this out. So if you have any information, you know, please just contact your local authorities.
I mean, you had a show. I mean, exactly. If you have any information, there was
this kind of stuff has happened before.
Yeah. So that is very, I mean, no laughing matter. It's like, you know, my daughters, they're both 17 and they've gone to shows. I mean, fortunately, they haven't gone to a show where there's been a crowd surge like this.
And people get notoriously crazy. Yeah.
But it just makes you just like, oh my gosh. And you know, I've been at those packed shows before too, where you're shoulder to shoulder and, you know, the entire crowd is kind of jumping up and down to the music and everything. And you kind of feel like you can get claustrophobic in those situations. Yeah. But yeah, tragic, tragic situation there in Houston over the weekend.
Maybe they will revamp security measures and stuff from this. I mean, they have to learn from it, that, you know, they have to make these types of situations safer.
Yeah. So you can see the latest up at WDJX.com. But again, just a very tragic situation where 8 people had passed away, 2 of them being teenagers, at least 3 others in their 20s. Just a devastating turn of events there at the Astroworld Music Festival on Friday. And, you know, rightly so, the Saturday show was canceled. So,
I mean, you'd expect that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they should have shut down the show lot sooner than they did.
Yeah, and there needs to be, you know, some people held accountable. And I, in fact, I saw even this morning that there
is
a lawsuit. Yep, exactly. Yeah. So we'll keep you posted. Hey, let's get to that feel good, shall we?
We're going to go to the UK. Three children, Jessie, Olivia, and Walter, they were trick-or-treating in the UK. They got to the home of 86-year-old Brenda. She said with regret, she didn't have any treats to give them.
Oh!
And the kids said, it's okay, because making people happy and getting a nice big smile is reward enough.
Gosh.
Isn't that sweet?
Wow.
So then, they didn't just skip about their way, down the path. They decided to go to the shop, bought some chocolates, a card, a pack of muffins, and a note, and brought it back to her the next day.
Why didn't they just give her some candy from their
Because they
stash.
Wanted to go to the shop and buy some new chocolates and muffins.
Okay.
They didn't have any chocolates and muffins in their bag. They said fun-sized Snickers.
That would be funny if people were giving out muffins.
That would have been great. Anyway, they had little doodles of pumpkins and smiley faces on the note, and they addressed it to the kind lady, said thank you for being so kind, hope your life gets better as you go on. And that's
all
sweet.
Right. Yeah.
That's just sweet. It's just sweet.
That is
it's sweet.
Sweet
little British kids being nice to an 86-year-old who didn't have any candy trick-or-treating.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, it's adorable. We tweeted the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Group therapy. That's where you contact us to try to throw it out to our listeners. Our listeners.
And we solve your problem.
That's right. Our listeners are so smart. We don't have any sort of emotional attachment to you or your situation, so we can just cut to the chase.
Yep, we'll see it objectively. We'll offer you some perspectives, maybe, that you are not able to get to yourself.
99.7 DJX. If you're not a parent yet, maybe you don't get it quite like this, but if you are, you have that, I guess, pull of letting your kids make their own mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
And
so tough as a parent.
And teaching them, you know, when not to make, or, you know, coming to their rescue, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a tough tightrope to walk. It is,
especially when they're adults.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I mean, there are several instances. I was in college. I was living at my college dorm room, and I was leaving my laundry for my mom in her car. So she would do it.
Wow.
And she did it.
Oh,
and she folded it.
Oh, that's enabling the behavior.
It was.
When you move out, you need to learn how to do your own darn laundry.
Yeah.
In fact, my 12-year-old is learning to do his own, and my 9-year-old learning to do their own laundry.
Right. My daughters, they do their own laundry. My 10-year-old hasn't gotten there yet. But nonetheless, that didn't happen to me. And so I was coddled. My mom wasn't ready to just say, you know what? You're either going to live in dirty clothes or you're going to learn how to do it yourself.
Oh, honey, just leave them in your car. I'll get them
right
for you.
So I would drive to where my mom would be. I went to college in the same town as I grew up. So I would drive to where my mom would work, and I would just leave my dirty clothes in her car.
Okay, now, do you ever do laundry at your house now, or does your wife normally do it?
Oh, no. I mean, that's a shared thing. So
okay, you've learned to share the duty. That's good. You've evolved.
I have evolved. So this listener, who's a mom, wants to reach out to us and just be like, hey, I've tried to help my son, mm-hmm. but he's not listening.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so the phone number real quick is 502-571-9970. Whenever you have an issue and you just want the Ben and Kelly Show listeners to kind of help you work it out, you can come to us and, you know, we'll toss it out to the listeners. And, you know, she even says, feel free to unleash this. So,
oh, yeah, she's ready. She wants everyone's opinions, and here we go. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, my son has a problem. Won't listen to me, so I'm reaching out to you guys for help.
Gotcha.
He is married to a woman who's taking online college classes, and she's basically emotionally blackmailing him or making his life hard if he doesn't do her homework for her.
Hmm.
She says she is obviously not that bright.
Ooh.
And he thinks he needs her to do her homework to help her get a good job.
He needs to do her homework to, for her to get a good job. Oh,
I keep telling him that it doesn't matter if you have a degree. If she did land a job and they know she's an idiot, she'll be fired.
Oh my God.
Listen, she does not.
She's not mincing words.
Nope. Not only that, she's told him during multiple arguments that she's bettering herself to leave him one day. Okay, now I think we're getting to the root of why mom's not holding back.
Okay.
I do not understand why my son can't see what she's doing, but he has a very high-pressure job. The stress is killing him. I have never heard of a spouse doing the other's homework because they can't do it. I think he thinks she's hot, and that's why he puts up with it, but I hate what's going on.
Oh, gosh, that hot, crazy scale is being put into play here.
It seems to be a factor. He's super stressed, spends every weekend doing her homework, even though she's a freaking housewife.
Okay.
This is so wrong on so many levels, and it is cheating. Okay. Feel free to unleash. I'll send him a link to see what the others say. Maybe hearing it from people with no dog in the fight will make him see the light. Thanks so much.
Okay, so mom is trying her best to show her son the error of his ways by just continuing the issue or continuing to do the homework for the wife, right?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the wife isn't going to be really learning the stuff that she's supposed to be learning if she's not the one actually doing the work. And I think the thing is, he's got love goggles on. We'll call them love goggles. So he can't really see what's happening.
Do we know how long they've been together and married? That'd be an interesting thing. Like, if they're newlyweds. It sounds like mom has never liked the girl.
Well, if she's saying things like I'm wanting to get a job so that I can leave you one day, I get why she's not warmed up to her.
Yeah,
that's
an interesting situation, and one that I'm sure there's stress in their marriage over the mom.
Yeah, and maybe the son is like doing this for try to make sure that his wife doesn't leave him, but it doesn't sound like it sounds like he deserves better in lots of areas in this relationship, just from what mom has told us.
Okay, so this is where we need you to step in, and whether you've been in a situation where you have maybe a mother-in-law that has tried to get herself in your business, or maybe you have been the mom and you have fixed a situation because of your involvement, you know, let us know. All right.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know, parents need to stay out of their adult children's marriages. Like that's never usually a good thing for parents to step in. But I understand in this situation, like, her desire to do that, because there's lots of things going on here, it sounds like.
All right, 502-571-99. Group therapy. Mom is coming to us to prove a point to her son, married to a woman who's taken online courses, basically emotionally blackmailing him, so she says, for him to do her homework for her. And
yeah, mom says that she's a housewife, so there's really no reason why he should be doing it for her when he's got a high pressure job. Also, she threw in there that the wife said, I'm only doing this to get a better job so I can leave you. So I don't think that's helping mom like the daughter-in-law.
Yeah, a whole lot for sure. So how far as a parent do you get involved?
Well, she's obviously tried to give her opinion and he's not listening. So that's why she's coming to us. Mm-hmm. But Elizabeth says, I'm sorry, you need to stay out of the situation. He's a grown adult. You've given him your input. Mm-hmm. There's not much else that you can do. He doesn't need to be doing her homework for her. She needs to be figuring that stuff out herself, because if she doesn't learn the stuff on her own and gets a job based on whatever degree or certification she's getting, she's not going to know what the heck she's doing and she's going to get fired anyway.
Yeah, I kind of think this is he's going to have to learn his own lessons sort of situation. Rolanda.
I surely believe that there's nothing that we can say as the listeners or his mom can say that's going to make him, you know, do anything different. He is an adult. He's a grown man. Unfortunately, he seems to have low self-esteem. Low self-esteem if he's dealing with this type of issue from his wife.
Yeah.
So I really firmly believe that he really needs to just man up and take a stand. I mean, looks aren't everything. And if she's already telling him that she's going to leave him, then maybe he should get some cojones and leave her for the simple fact she has no respect for him. So there's really nothing she can do as a mom. Just, you know, support him.
Yeah, Rolanda, I think that's key is, as a mom, I think this is an opportunity where, or a situation where maybe he needs to make his own mistakes.
Right.
You know, figure it out. Yeah, figure it out on his own, and she just needs to be there to support him.
Well, he sure picked a winner there.
Rolanda, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Barb said if I was that mom, I'd be sending the message to her school. LOL.
Mm.
She may not be doing her own work. Now, Shelby said, please don't be that mom. Mm. You literally only have one side of the story and have zero idea what's going on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
He's an adult and can make his own choices. Nothing you say or do will change that. It'll only drive a wedge between you and your son. If what you say is truly going on, then be there to help pick up the pieces when it crashes and burns.
I mean, that's...
Other than that, butt out.
That's my thought on it, is this is one of those hard... situations as a parent where you almost need to be there to support your son when and if all the pieces come crumbling down.
Well, yeah, I mean, the ship is clearly sinking. Like, this is not setting them up for success any way you slice it. So it's probably going to come to a head at some point.
Right.
And yeah, as a mom, you just have to be there to support him. And like she said, pick up the pieces. If that's what's going to happen, she's already voiced her opinion. He knows how she feels. That's all you can do.
Yeah, it is tough as a parent to watch that, though.
It is. Oh, it's so hard.
Uh-huh. All right. So if you were in a spot where you're like, I wish I could have called in, you can always leave a comment on the Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hopefully this mom will keep us posted. So there you go. That's group therapy. Do this every hour, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
Hannah's 13. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. She took a ride through town, noticed there was a bit of a homeless problem, and got inspired.
I saw a lot of homeless people, and something in my heart told me that I had to help all these people I saw.
Mm.
Yeah, so she started doing a coat and a mask drive last fall for homeless people in her area. And then she's kind of gone a step further and established her own nonprofit called Hannah's Hope House.
Oh.
So she is going to do another coat drive. It's going on like this weekend and last weekend. And she said, my goals are to prevent homelessness in the early stages. Mm-hmm. I want to host job fairs so that people who are homeless can get a job and then they can help themselves.
She's got a plan.
She does. She's got a plan big time. And then she says she wants to continue serving the community when she grows up by becoming a police officer.
Okay.
And she said, I'd go out and help people I see on the streets if I was an officer. She said, some people are very mean to homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
She collected 300 coats last time. She's hoping to collect more this time. I expect big things. And again, she's 13. Yep.
Good for her.
I mean, just it takes a kid and an idea and a drive to make it happen.
Yep.
We've tweeted out the story. You can see her. She's adorable. And maybe she'll inspire someone to do that around here at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, two words that could strike fear in the hearts of many coming up for our Setting the Bar story. You ready for them?
Okay, I'm ready.
Toilet snakes.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No. No, I don't think I don't need to hear the story. I think just those two words did enough for me. Like, I'm good. I don't need to hear it.
Setting the Bar coming up. All right, Setting the Bar. Kelly, what's the Setting the Bar story again?
It's a don't do that story, or we hope it doesn't happen to you kind of story.
Yeah, for sure. So I gave you the two words that could strike fear in the hearts of many.
Don't say it again. You don't have to say it again.
Toilet snakes.
Oh, God, you said it again.
I did. Okay, so if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing a cobra to bite your penis when you're on the toilet, you're doing okay.
Oh my God. I don't have one of those, but oh my God.
Well, that's the thing that's dangling down. Gotta be honest.
Oh my God.
You know, gotta be honest. That's gonna be dangling down.
I mean, I think all of us have this, like, irrational fear.
Yeah.
Right? Of something like this happening, right? And now it's not irrational. It's rational.
Yeah. So to be fair, I guess this is a, like, hey, if you're in a foreign country, if you're on safari, check the toilet before you sit down, right?
Okay, so this is probably not going to happen here. We're on safari.
Probably.
We're somewhere far away.
Yeah, we're in South Africa on a safari trip where a Dutch guy had to go to the restroom, sat down. That's when a cobra decided to take a bite on his bits. Poor guy, listen to this. Poor guy had to be flown. First of all, he had to wait 3 hours before the helicopter even got there.
Oh my gosh.
Then had to be
flown
to the nearest trauma center, 220 miles away. By the time he got there, things did not look good.
Oh God, like lots of swelling, stuff like that.
Deep, deep purple, painful. He got a lot of antiserum, you know, venom antiserum.
Right.
But then a plastic surgeon had to perform reconstructive surgery.
Oh gosh.
On that area.
I mean, that is just so unexpected, isn't it? Even on safari. You know what? I'm just going to go to the zoo. I'm not going to go on safari. I've just decided I'm not going to go on safari ever. If I got the opportunity, not going.
Well, if I got the opportunity, I'd just hold it.
Oh, okay.
The entire
time. You're not going to go to the bathroom the entire time?
The entire time.
Okay, that's a good plan, too.
The entire time.
I'll just go to the zoo. You can see those kinds of animals at the zoo, right? I'll watch National Geographic.
I mean, I'm sure this guy was all like,
Hakuna Matata.
No, he wasn't.
Ain't no passing craze.
I mean, he was probably like, hey, I got to go to the restroom. Hakuna Matata. Right. No worries,
hang on,
man.
Guys.
No worries.
I'll be right back. Oh, my God.
Thank you for the punchlines, Jared. I heard the snake died of a nut allergy.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I don't know what happened to the cobra. I don't. It doesn't say in the story.
I'm assuming it may even be in counseling because of what it saw, too. You know what? It probably came up out of the toilet. It was like, whoa, that's a threat.
Yeah, he's probably...
That looks like another snake. Another snake, right?
It was like, hey, this is my territory, snake. Get out of here.
Oh, wow.
So,
I mean, he's okay, right? Things were reconstructed. He's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So again,
I don't have one of these, but I can imagine.
Yeah. Well, and there it is, spelled out for you, plain and simple. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing a cobra to bite your junk when you're on the toilet, you're doing okay. Easy to say, maybe harder in practicality, but a lesson that we always should lift the toilet lid up and take a look-see before you sit down, especially in a foreign country.
I am never going on safari, ever.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Can we just with Cardi B real quick? Had a fangirl moment. She was at a Hollywood party, runs into an actor who she had an experience with for the very first time when she was just a wee teenager. And that was Edward Cullen himself, Robert Pattinson.
Come on, look at my friend, guys.
In typical Cardi B fashion, just is like...
Awesome.
Thought that was kind of funny. Apparently... she joked, wanting to, get with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And all of that fun stuff. So, you know, I don't know who hasn't thought of that, right?
No, I haven't. 100%.
You haven't seen
never
the movies,
entered my
have
brain,
you?
Nope.
You
no, I haven't.
Yeah. Well, see, that's probably your problem.
Maybe. I don't think, though, I would have that thought, though, ever.
You never know, Kelly.
Okay.
You never know.
All right.
So anyways, you can see that clip. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ed Sheeran, another number one album with Equals. He has been living the good life the past few weeks, even with a positive COVID test. So thumbs up for Ed Sheeran.
He's fine now.
Number one
out. We've moved past it.
Yeah. No, he recovered, and he's actually going to be on Saturday Night Live, that rescheduled show. I believe this weekend, something like that.
I thought it already happened.
Or was it last weekend?
I feel like it did. There might be video.
There might be.
I will investigate at some point.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, when Kim Kardashian was hosting a couple weeks ago, you know, they're now apparently the artist formerly known as Kanye West is like, you know what? She's still my wife. Even though we're divorced.
No.
Even though we're not divorced yet, but they're officially separated. He's like, she's still my wife. And now his girlfriend may object.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Are we calling her a girlfriend? I thought she was.
That's what I had seen people describe her as.
Venetria?
No.
Okay, no.
I'm just saying, she had a little jab at him on SNL. Kim did, and she's like, that's why I divorced him. But he's all like, there have been no papers filed, nothing like that. We're still married. And so I think he's blaming like people in her ear, kind of like giving her advice.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, I mean, the bottom line, we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. And I think he was in New York when she was doing SNL.
We do know that Pete Davidson, who had dinner with Kim Kardashian, will not be going to Paris Hilton's wedding on Thursday.
So. Also, never take anything seriously when it comes to Pete Davidson.
I know, that's true. But again, you know, it's like how he manages to have dinner with all these different celebrities is, you know, hey, good for Pete.
Kanye kind of did a recent interview, and I think it shed some light on kind of the real deal. Like, there's one story that the media paints, and then there's a completely other story that they're living.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Oh, I thought you were going to go into a little bit more about what he said.
There is, and it's all up on the website if you want to dive in and watch the interview.
Okay.
It's up. WDJX.com.
All right, there you go. For all your all the Kim Kardashian news, we always save to the end. All right? Just so you know.
Because I care about 5%.
I'm surprised 5%. It was even that much.
I know.
To be quite honest, for you.
It's pretty generous.
Yeah. All right. Other than that, everything else is up on the website for you to take a listen to. Things you may have missed. WDJX.com. Click listen.
I need you to get on board the Yellowstone bandwagon. It premiered last night.
What is that? Not Travis Tritt. What's his name?
No, it's Kevin Costner.
Isn't
Costner,
there another country star
Tim
in that?
Tim McGraw is going to be in the prequel with Faith Hill,
all right.
Which also they rolled out the little teaser trailer for that. That's called 1883. That is also up on the website. But I need for you to get on the level of Yellowstone. You need to binge watch the first season and then get caught up. 2-hour season premiere last night. So good. I need you to be in Yellowstone land.
Have you watched Squid Game yet?
No, I have not. I'm not doing it.
Have you seen?
I don't want to read.
Have you seen Mean Girls?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Yellowstone, though.
Okay.
Planet Earth will agree with me. It's really good.
All right. Up on the website, WDJX.com. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode.